Bhagavan Vishnubhaya Vishnubhaya Rupaya Samarthi Bhakti Vidana Vakam Vidana Namaste Sarasapta Devi Vedha Vidana Vidana
For the prana mantras for Lord Balarama, I recite them. Namaste Palagraha, Namaste Yushalaya, Namaste Devaki Kanaka, Namaste Bhaktivatsala, Namaste Haridhara, Namaste Bhavanam Shrestha, Palambare Namaste Stu, Devi Mam, Krishna Kudraja. Namaste Haladraha, we see here this form Haladhara, this is Haladraha, he who holds the halak, the plow. Namaste Haladraha. Namaste Vishulayada, on the other hand, the club, so he's a fighter with the club, Vishulayada, the great club fighter. He's also known as Duryodhana Guru because he taught Duryodhana how to fight with a club, although Duryodhana ultimately lost. So, Balarama was his teacher. Namaste, Namaste, Mishalayana. Namaste, Revati Kanta. His consort is Revati. So he's near to Revati. Namaste, Revati Kanta. Namaste, Balanam Shrestha. Balanam Shrestha means the best of the strong. Namaste Dharani Dhamma. Namaste Revati Kanta. Namaste Bhakta Vatsala. Bhakta Vatsala is very merciful to devotees. Namaste Dharani Dhara, the upholder of the earth. Because as a Nandashesha, he's holding everything up. Dharani Dhara Namaste. Balanam Shrestha, the best of the strong. Palambare Namaste is still offering obeisances to the enemy of Palambasura, one famous demon that is killed by Balaram. Hey Imam Krishna Puraja, please come to me, before me, the older brother of Krishna, Krishna Puraja. This is the pranamantras for Lord Balaram. So here it is, we're just a week before Janmasthami, so Balaram appeared the first before Krishna because he is known as his elder brother. In the narration of Krishna's appearance, which begins the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma tells the devatas, after consulting with Shirdaksha Yudhishthira, that Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, will soon appear. And then he says, after he says Krishna is going to come, and then he says, Vasudeva Kalananta Sahasra Varana Swara Agartho Bhagata Devo Hare Priya Sukirshaya. The foremost manifestation of Krishna is known as Shankarsham, who is known as Ananta. He is the origin of all incarnations within this material world. Previous to the appearance of Lord Krishna, this original Shankarsham will appear as Baladev, just to please the Supreme Lord Krishna in his transcendental pastimes. So this says here, Vasudeva Kala Anantaha, this expansion of Vasudeva with the long A is Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, so this Vasudeva Kala, this expansion of Vasudeva known as Ananta. This is because Lord Balaram is known as also Shankarsham and Anantadeva. Because he is Sahasra Vadana, he has a thousand hoods. Because this what it is that Krishna's first expansion, his kala is Balaram, And then he expands himself as known as Sankarshan. And then after that there are many further expansions of him. All because actually everything comes from him. And also Ananta Dev, who holds all the planets on his hoods. So Prabhupada says in the purport, Sri Baladev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. He is equal in supremacy to the Supreme Godhead. Yet whenever Krishna appears, Sri Baladev appears as His brother, sometimes elder and sometimes younger. This time, brother. When Krishna appears, all His plenary expansions and other incarnations appear with Him, and this time Baladeva would appear before Krishna as His elderly brother. So He comes to prepare the way. So He's called, Prabhupada says further on, that quoting Jiva Goswami, but Baladeva is an expansion of Krishna, and that a part of Baladeva is Sankarshan. Although Baladeva is identical with Sankarshan, he is the origin of Sankarshan. Therefore, the word Swarat has been used here to indicate that Baladeva always exists in his own independence. The word Swarat also indicates that Baladeva is beyond the material conception of existence. Maya cannot attract him because he is fully independent. He can appear by his spiritual potency whenever he likes. And then he quotes, it says again that Sankarshan and Sheshanaga are identical. And then Prabhupada here quotes later on in this pastime when Lord Balaram wanted Yamuna Devi to come to him so he could bathe in her. And she thought that Baladeva had been drinking his favorite drinking, this beverage called Varuni. The Varuni is actually a form of the daughter of Varuna. And she is actually one of his consorts, but she appears as an intoxicating honey beverage which he drinks. So it appeared through the Jamuna River that Baladeva was a little intoxicated, so when he was saying, come here, she just didn't want to pay attention to him. So then he took his plow to drag her, and it was becoming quite successful. So then she apologized and offered her obeisances. And to this day, there's in some places the Jamuna has many little breaks up into little streams. This is said to be from the action of Baladeva's plow. So Jamuna Devi said to him, O Rama, O great armed master of the world, who have extended yourself throughout the entire universe by one plenary expansion, it is not possible to understand you fully. So when she says expanded yourself throughout the entire universe by one expansion, she's referring to Shesha, Ananta Shesha. So this is said in the beginning that to the Devatas by Brahma that Krishna will appear, but just before him, Baladeva will come. So before his appearance, the Lord orders Yogamaya to appear. She's also Subhadra. She's Yogamaya, that she should appear first. And she should appear in Braj to make his pastime as possible. His Yogamaya means one of Krishna's spiritual potencies. In Braj, she's an internal potency that makes Krishna's pastimes possible. Now, outside of Braj, she's called Mahamaya or Durga. So she has these two two forms, but within Braj she is an internal prophecy. So there's a very interesting mystery to this. So what happened is that Balaram. Well, I'll go back a little bit. So in before Krishna's appearance, it's described that many of the members of the Yadu dynasty, being persecuted by Kamsa, went into exile. They left their own place and entered into where the Kurus and the Panchalas and the Shalabas and the Gauravas, they went into exile because of Kamsa. But then it says some of them began to follow Kamsa's principles and to act in his service. And then it says, after Kamsa, the son of Ugrasena, killed the six sons of Devaki. Because this is what you remember the story, that when Krishna had heard at his wedding a prophetic voice telling him that the eighth son of Devaki, eighth child of Devaki, would kill him. He had his sister Devaki in prison along with Vasudeva. And then when Devaki would give birth to a son, would kill that son. He had killed the six sons of Devaki. And so it says, after Kamsa the son of Ugrasena killed the six sons of Devaki, a plenary portion of Krishna entered her womb as her seventh child. This is Baladeva. So first he is the seventh. Arousing her pleasure and her lamentation. That plenary portion is celebrated by great sages as Ananta, who is also known as Shankarshan the second of the Chaturvyuha. Vasudeva, Shankarshan, Prajumna and Aniruddha, these four. So he's also known as that Shankarshan the second one. So Prabhupada says that first of all, even devotees of Krishna stayed with Kamsa and didn't go into exile like Agura, because actually they expected that Krishna would appear as the eighth child, so they wanted to see this eighth child, and they're awaiting his appearance. So they put up with Kamsa just to await the appearance of Krishna. By remaining in constant association, they would be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead take birth and display his childhood pastimes, and later Akrul would go to Vrindavan and bring Krishna and Balaram back to Mathura. Then it's mentioned here, the six children killed by Kamsa had formerly been sons of Marichi, but because of having been cursed by a Brahmana, they were obliged to take birth as grandsons of Hiranyakashipu. Kamsa previously had been that grandson named Kalanemi. So in the previous verse, he was the grandson, he was the son of Hiranyakashipu named Kalanemi, also a big demon. And these were his six children, who had now taken birth in Devaki's womb, and now so he was obliged to kill his own sons. This is the Prabhupada says, this was a mystery. But this all in the background, the story is explained by the Acharyas. As soon as the sons of Devaki were killed, they would return to their original place as the sons of Malichi. The devotees wanted to see this also. I mean, you have to think of how bad Kamsa was. These weren't his own nephews. So again, he's killing something almost like his sons. So then, Abhaladev appears within Devaki. And then the Lord tells Yogamaya that she should come and take birth. And then he says to her, within the womb of Devaki is my expansion, my partial plenary expansion, known as Shankarshan or Shesha. Without difficulty, transfer him to the womb of Rohini. So this is an interesting thing, that although Baladeva was originally appeared within Devaki, Yogamaya then transferred him to Rohini, other wife of Vasudeva, who was taking refuge in Vraj. So Prabhupada remarks, again, he's explaining, the first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladeva, also known as Shesha. The Shesha incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead supports the entire universe. And the eternal mother of this incarnation is Mother Rohini. Because I am going into the womb of Devaki, the Lord told Yogamaya, the Shesha incarnation has already gone then and made suitable arrangements so that I may live there. Now he should enter the womb of Rohini, his eternal mother. So then Prabhupada raises this point. How is it that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Baladeva, who's always situated transcendentally, could enter the womb of Devaki, which had been previously entered by the six asuras, because these six, they're called the Shatgarbha, these six children that had been killed as soon as they came out, they were all demons. So they were there first in the womb of Devaki. So does this mean that the Satgarbha Asura were equal to the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So what's going on here? That first in her womb these six demons show up, they're killed by Kamsa, then Balaram comes, and then Krishna comes. So there's an explanation, because this has a mystical meaning. I'll give this to you, the meaning of this. So first of all, we should understand that, of course, Devaki was always frightened of Kamsa. But Prabhupada explains that symbolically, Mother Devaki's constant fear of Kamsa was purifying her. A pure devotee should always fear material association. See, so Kamsa represents this bad material life. So just as Devaki is afraid of Kamsa, we should also be afraid of material life. And by that fear, she's becoming purified. And in this way, all the asuras of material association will be killed, as the Satgarbha Asuras were killed by Kamsa. So who are these children of hers? It is said that from the mind Marichi appears. Marichi is created out of the of Brahma, and he appeared from Brahma's, the sage Marichi appeared from Brahma's mind. So Marichi is an incarnation of the mind. Marichi has six sons. So these sons are Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya. And these are the six children of our own minds. That is, Kama means lust, Krodha means anger, Lobha, greed, Moha, illusion, Madha, insanity, and Matsarya, which means envy. So everybody with a materially contaminated mind has got these six little demons inside: Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya. So this is This is the six children of Marichi, the Satgarvasuras. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in pure devotional service. So if the Lord is going to appear within us or within our minds, it has to be pure. This is confirmed by the Vedas. Bhaktir Nirayanam Darshayati. Only bhakti can bring one in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of Devaki, and therefore Devaki symbolically represents bhakti and Kamsa symbolically represents material fear. The meaning is, when a pure devotee always fears material association, his real position of bhakti is manifest. The bhakti will not appear until we are afraid of material association, the way that Devaki was afraid of Kamsa. When a pure devotee always fears material association, his real position of bhakti is manifest, and that naturally becomes uninterested in material enjoyment. When the six sons of Marichi are killed by such fear, and one is free from material contamination, within the womb of bhakti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. Thus, the seventh pregnancy of Devaki signifies the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After the six sons, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya are killed, the Shesha incarnation creates a suitable situation for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, when one awakens his natural Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna appears. So his appearance is heralded first by Lord Balaram. Why Balaram is first? Well, later on, Krishna says to Yogamaya, he says, Garva Shankarshanattam Vai Prahur Shankarshanam Mudi Rameti Loka Ramana Balabhadram Balos Trayat. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Shankarshan. He shall have this name Shankarshan because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. See, Shankarshan means to pull away. So he was taken from Devaki to Adarohini, so Shankarsha. There's another meaning of Shankarsha. And then he says, and he will be called Rama, Rameti, Ramaditi, because Loka Ramanath, because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula. So when you say Loka Ramanath, by giving pleasure to the loka, the people. So here are the people of Gokula, or all the people in the world, everybody. Both meanings are there. So he gives pleasure to everyone, Rama. Rama means one who feels and who gives bliss, enjoyment. So he's known as Rama. And Balabhadram, Balayoshaya, he'll be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Bala means strength, so Bala Rama. Bala means strength, and Rama means Balaram, so sometimes we call him Balabhadra as a species of strength, sometimes Rama in the Hare Krishna mantra, this Rama. Prabhupada points out, when you chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you can't, there's different Ramas. Three different, Balajayadeva mentions three Ramas. Ramachandra, so that's also the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, so you can say Hare Rama, think of Ramachandra. You can think of Balarama, or actually you want Parashurama. The Rama with axe. Although three are Ramas, there are three Ramas there. Right? So, but So the Rama could be any of these things. So Prabhupada here also says about this discussion in the Krishna book. He mentions that in the Upanishads it is stated, Nayam Atma Bala Ginena Labhya. One cannot attain the platform of self-realization without being sufficiently favored by Balarama, by Baba. So this Bala, this power, does not just mean physical strength. No one can attain spiritual perfection by physical strength. You need Bala. What is that? You need strength, but not physical strength. You can lift weights all you want, but you will not become spiritually advanced. So the strength you mean is spiritual strength. Prabhupada says one must have the spiritual strength which is infused by Balaram or Shankarshan. Ananda or Shesha is the power which sustains all the planets in their different positions. Materially, this sustaining power is known as the law of gravitation. The law of gravity, right? But that power is actually a manifestation also of Balaram's power. It's physical in that sense. Huh? So anytime you drop a ball or anything, you see something come down, think of Balaram. That's his power. Because all the planets, because of gravity, they're staying in their orbits and everything, you know. So this is Balaram. So it's just materially this sustaining power is known as the law of gravitation, but actually it is a display of the potency of Shankarshan. Balaram or Shankarshan is spiritual power or the original spiritual master. This is the other position. Therefore, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is also the incarnation of Balaram, is the original spiritual master. And the spiritual master that we surrender to and take as a guide is the representative of Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's another reason why if we want Krishna, first we have to approach the spiritual master. It says about the spiritual master that by the grace of Krishna, one is put into contact with the Guru. And then by the grace of Guru, one comes into contact with Krishna. So that's why, and so the spiritual master is the manifestation or the servant of Balaram, the original Guru, who comes first, just as Balaram appeared first in the womb of Devaki, and then makes it ready so that Krishna can appear. So the spiritual master is the representative of Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who supplies spiritual strength. And it's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the spiritual master is particularly the manifestation of the mercy of Krishna. It appears in that point. So for these reasons, we have to pay special attention to Lord Balaram and remember who he is, and especially today on his appearance day, it's very important that we come here today and honor him in preparation for the appearance of Krishna, because he comes first and he makes the day makes us prepared for him. And so this is also a special day where we should pray to Lord Balaram, who is nicely here, for spiritual strength and spiritual power, that to give us his blessings, that he can do everything we need to gain the spiritual power so we can perform devotional service nicely. This is Balaram's special mercy. We say, Ehimam Krishna Purvaja. This is Purvaja. When you are born before Krishna, you please be manifest to me. Like this. So why don't you say after me, Namaste Halagraha.
Namaste Halagraha.
Namaste Vishalayana.
Namaste Vishalayana.
Namaste Namaste Rohini. Rohini Kanta.
Namaste Rohini Kanta.
Namaste Bhaktavatsala.
Namaste Bhaktavatsala.
Excuse me. Namaste Rivati Kanta.
Namaste Rivati Kanta.
Namaste Bhaktavatsala.
Namaste Bhaktavatsala.
Namaste Dharani Dhara.
Namaste Dharani Dhara.
Namaste Varanam Shesha.
Namaste
Varanam Shesha. Param Pal. Palambare namaste su.
Palambare namaste su.
Ehimam Krishna Purvaja.
Ehimam Krishna Purvaja.
Sri Baladeva Balaram ki. So now, you can have a few minutes. You go up and offer your prayers to Lord Balaram, and then the doors will close. And that's the next thing, a peace. Made a nice piece for Balaram. Yeah.
Lord
Nityananda
is here.
Not exactly. Lord Chaitanya had an older brother named Vishwaroopa. So he took sannyas and then they don't really know what happened. So the Acharya say that this group was like an expansion of Nityananda, of Balaram. That Nityananda was born somewhere else before the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was exactly like that. His brother Vishwaroopa took sannyas and left.
You talk about the sixteen.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, are they only present in the people that operate the mode of ignorance, or is it also present in the people that operate the mode of goodness, but it's also because they're as
As long as it's a mode of goodness, you don't see those things so much. But because it's a material mode of goodness, something can bring you out.
But if someone
But it wants transcendental. The pure state is, the mode of goodness is called sattva. The